B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Hey. We're going to start on the last line of Daf Kuf Lamed Dalad Omud Beis. Says the Gemara, Sofik v'adreigunus v'chulu. We saw in the Mishnah at the top of Daf Kuf Lamed Dalad Omud Beis that a Sofik, if there's a doubt, any type of doubt as to whether one is allowed to do the Mila or if one is supposed to do the Mila on this particular child, then we're going to see Ein Mechallin Olovus HaShabbos. You're not allowed to do the Bris Mila on Shabbos because you have a Sofik. And you're not allowed to make a wound, which is a serious Melacha on Shabbos, if there's a chance that you're not actually being Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Bris Mila. V'Adreigenus. Adreigenus is somebody who unfortunately displays the organs both of a male and of a female. So he's a Sofik Zachar, Sofik Nekeva. And therefore, the Mishnah says that an Adreigenus, one is not allowed to do the Mila of the Adreigenus on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Matir Ba'Adreigenus, Rabbi Yehuda says one is allowed to do the Mila of an Adreigenus on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, we're going to learn a Braisa. Or Lo Soy. The Pasuk says, Uvayoy Mashmini Yimoyl Besar Or Lo Soy. It must be his orlo. So the Gemara, the Braisa learns, orlo soy vadai, it has to be a definite orlo, it has to definitely have the status of an orlo, onto which there's a mitzvah and a chiyuv to do bris milah. And then, doiche es ha-shabbos, if the orlo is vadai, if the mitzvah and the chiyuv of milah is certain, then it overrides Shabbos. V'lo yisofik. If it's only a doubt, if it's a sofik, if he has to do the Brit mitzvah of Mila, then we are not doicha Shabbos. You're not allowed to do the Mila on Shabbos. What sofik is the Gemara talking about here? We don't know yet. But the Braisa continues. Or lo soy vadai doicha es Shabbos. The or lo soy that tells us that you can only do the Mila and override Shabbos when it's definite. V'loy adreigenus doicha es Shabbos. But an Andreigenus, the Braisa here is following the Tanakhama in the Mishnah, that Andreigenus has the status of a Sofik Zohar, Sofik Nekeva, and therefore if it's a Zohar, there's a Chiyuv of Mila, if it's a Nekeva, there's no Chiyuv of Mila, since it's a Sofik, it's not Doicha Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Andreigenus Doicha Es HaShabbos Ve'enoish Korus. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says that the Andreigenus has the status of a Zohar. If he doesn't do Mila, he's going to be Chayev Koros, and therefore one is allowed to do the Mila on Shabbos. Orlo soy vadai doiche es HaShabbos, veloi noilad bein Ashmoshos doiche es HaShabbos. Another halacha of the Braisa tells us, if a child is born bein Ashmoshos, it's a sofik, it's a doubt whether it was born during the day or whether it's already night. And irrespective of whether the baby was born Bein Ashmoshes just before Shabbos came in, or Bein Ashmoshes just as Shabbos was leaving, either way it's a Sofik, whether Shabbos is actually the eighth day or not, and therefore you're not allowed to do the Bris Mila on Shabbos. In the event that it was a Sofik on when Shabbos came in, then the following Shabbos is going to be a Sofik day 8 or Sofik day 9. If it's day 9, it's a Mila Shalei Bizmano, it's not Deicha Shabbos. If the baby was born at the end of Shabbos, then the following Shabbos is going to be a Sofik day 7, Sofik day 8, and then it goes without saying that you cannot do the Mila because it might be too early. Or lo soy vadai Deicha es HaShabbos. There's another case which is not a certain chiyuv mila, and therefore one is not allowed to do it on Shabbos, and that is when he's noilad kashuhu mohul. And typically, what is the mitzvah of mila? That on the male organ, on the aver, as it's called, there's a piece of skin that covers over and goes beyond the head of the aver, and one has to cut off the part of the orlo skin that's beyond the aver, and the part of the skin that's covering the head of the aver gets bent back onto the body of the aver to reveal the head, and it gets bandaged down, and that's the way it stays permanently. Somebody who's noilad mohul means that the head of the aver seems to be exposed, and we cannot see any Orlov skin. So it looks like he was born already Mohul. However, there's a suffix whether the skin that looks to us like the head of the Aver, is that really just Orlov skin that's very firmly attached to the Aver? Normally the Orlov skin is loose and is not really attached to the Aver, to the head of the Aver. And this skin, it could be it is Orlov skin, and there is a chiyuv to do some form of mila. We'll soon see what mila you can do, because you cannot remove this skin. But if it is Orlov skin, you have to do something in the place of mila, or maybe no, there is no Orlov skin. He's mohul, and there's no mitzvah of mila. It's a sofik. So the Braisa says, if it's noilat kashuv mohul, it does not override Shabbos. And the Braisa is going to bring a machlokes tanoim. Shebe Shammai oimrim, be Shammai maintain, tzorich lehatif mimenu dambris. That even during the week, a regular day, the eighth day, where this child was born, and you cannot determine, you cannot see any Orlov skin, be Shammai say that we have to assume that maybe, either maybe or definitely, it's going to be a discussion in the Gemara, but we assume that it could, or at least it could be, that the skin you are seeing, the head of the Aver, is actually Orlov skin that's very firmly attached to the Aver, and therefore there is a chiyuv of Mila, but you cannot remove the Orlov skin because it's attached. So what you have to do is you have to be lhatif mimenu dam bris, you have to cause a little bit of blood, they make a little scratch in the head of the Aver to cause a drop of blood to come out, and that's in place of the mitzvah of the Mila. That's on a regular weekday. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim. Beis Hillel say Einu Tzorich. Beis Hillel say it was Noilad Mohul. There's no Chiyuv of Mila, and therefore there's no need to do Hatofas Dambris. But either way, according to Beis Shammai, you have to do Hatofas Dambris, and let's assume it's a Sofik, according to Beis Shammai, and since it's only a Sofik if you have to do the Hatofas Dambris or not, you cannot do it on Shabbos. According to Beis Hillel, let's say that even during the week you don't need to do anything, of course on Shabbos you don't do anything. And that is what the Tanakhama, and we don't understand it yet fully, we're going to soon see in the Gemara, but that's how the Tanakhama seems to explain the Machleikas of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Omer B'Shimon ben Elozo. Reb Shimon ben Elozo, and this is a second opinion regarding the argument of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. He says, "Lo nechluku Beis Shammai uBeis Hillel al noilad keshuhu mol shetzorich lehatif mimenu dam bris." He maintains, Reb Shimon ben Elozo maintains, there's no argument that during the week a child is noilad mol, you have to do atofas dam bris, even according to Beis Hillel. And we'll soon see if you have to do this as a vadai or as a sofik. But everybody agrees you have to do atofas dambris. Mipnei she'orlo kvushohi. Because we assume that there is orlo skin, but somehow it's just concealed from us. Alma nechloku. What is the machlokes b'shamay b'shilel? The machlokes is on a completely different case. Al gerushin is gayer kashuhu mol. Where there's no chance in the world that the orlo skin is still there. Not like Noilad Mohul, where there's a chance that the Orlov skin is there, just it's concealed from us. No, this is a goy that we know that there was Orlov skin, the Orlov skin's already been removed. And over here there's a machlokes, b'shamayim b'shilel, b'shamayim umrim tzorich lehatif mimenu dambris. Once he becomes a Yisrael, he does a conversion, you have to do bris mila, since he was somebody that had an Orlov once. Beis Hillel Oimrim ain't tzorich lahatif mimenu dam bris. Beis Hillel say the Orlov is no longer there. One does not have to do hatofas dam bris, and this is a sugya that we don't need to go into here. But either way, according to Reb Shimon ben Elozo, he says that both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that during the week you have to do hatofas dam bris, and this seems to be arguing with what we saw in the Tanakhama, that says that Beis Shammai say tzorich lahatif mimenu dam bris, and Beis Hillel say loy tzorich lahatif mimenu dam bris. And in the Tanakhama we saw that according to everybody, on Shabbos you do not do atofas dam bris, because that's what the Braisa is saying. The Braisa says v'loy noilat kashuhu mohul, which means that when it comes to overriding Shabbos. Both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel say that you do not do Atofas Dam Bris. And the whole machlokes between them is only whether during the week you have to do Atofas Dam Bris. Rav Shimon ben Elazar says that during the week, they both agree that you have to do Atofas Dam Bris. And Rav Shimon ben Elazar does not tell us what's going to be regarding Shabbos. And we'll see that in the Gemara soon. Continues the Gemara. Omar Mar. We're now going to first discuss the very beginning of the Braisa we just mentioned, that the Braisa brings a whole list of doubts, of sfeikas that do not override Shabbos. We had Andreganus, we had Noilat Bein Ashmoshus, we had Noilat Keshuhu Mohul. But the Braisa started with saying, Sofik, when you have a doubt, what doubt can you have that you've not mentioned explicitly in the Braisa? Omar Mar, what's that coming to include? Answers the Gemara, it's going to include a case we're about to mention now, and it's the case where it's a sofik whether this child was born after 7 months of pregnancy or in the 8th month of pregnancy. If it was born during the 7th month of pregnancy, then the child, we assume the child to survive, and there's a mitzvah of mila, a chiyuv of mila. If the child is born during the 8th month of pregnancy, we assume that he's not going to survive, and therefore there's no mitzvah of doing bris mila. And if there's no mitzvah of doing bris mila, and you do bris mila, then at this point we assume that it's making a wound for no reason, and it's osa. Let's see that inside. The Tanu Rabbanon, Ben Shiva Mechalin Olavus HaShabbos. A child that's born during the 7th month of pregnancy, we are Mechal Shabbos and we do Bris Mila. Uben Shmoino, if the child is born during the 8th month of pregnancy, Ein Mechalin Olavus HaShabbos, we do not override Shabbos to do the Bris Mila. Sofik Ben Sheva, Sofik Ben Shmoino, if we don't know, if we have a doubt, and this is the doubt the Braisa mentioned, we have a doubt whether it's in the 7th month of pregnancy or the 8th month of pregnancy, Ein mechallin alavas haShabbos, because you have a doubt, you're not allowed to override Shabbos and do the bris mila. Ben shmoino, a child that is born during the 8th month of pregnancy, harehu ke'even, we take it for granted and assume it's not going to survive, and therefore it has the same status as a stone, and it's mukta, v'osa letaltele, you're not allowed to move the child. Aval imo yishoyche umenikosoi. However, the mother is allowed to bend over this child in order to allow him to feed from her. Mipnei asakona, because if she doesn't do it, it could pose a danger or at least a tremendous tsar, a pain and discomfort for the mother, and therefore she's allowed to bend over and allow the child to suck from her. But the child itself is mukta, because we take it for granted this is a child that cannot and will not survive. Continues the Gemara. Itmar. Rav Omar Alocha Ketanakama. Rav says, the Alocha is like the Tanakama that we saw before. We're now going back to the Machlokes, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, regarding Noilad Mohul, a child that one does not see any apparent orlo skin. So Rav says that Loch is like the Tanakama. The Tanakama say that both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel say that during the week you have to do, that on Shabbos you do not do the Mila, if it's Noilad Mohul, and during the week, according to Beis Shammai, you have to do Atofas Dam Bris, and according to Beis Hillel, you do not need to do Atofas Dam Bris. So Rav says that Loch is like the Tanakama, that holds that way, and we always hold like Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai. So according to Rav, the halacha is, during the week, you don't need to do a tofas dam bris, and of course on Shabbos, you don't do a mila. Shmuel Omar, Shmuel says halacha is Kub Shem Ben Elozo. Shmuel says the halacha is like the second opinion, that holds that even during the week, Beis Hillel hold that you do a tofas dam bris. They don't argue regarding during the week in Beis Shammai. But in Beis Hillel, according to the Tanakama, there's no Atofas Dam Bris. According to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, there is Atofas Dam Bris. Shmuel Paskins like Rav Shimon ben Elazar that says that there is a chiyuv of Atofas Dam Bris during the week. And we haven't discussed Shabbos yet, according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Continues the Gemara. Rav Adu Bar Ava, Isyalit Le'ahu Yenuka, Keshehu Mohul. Rav Ada bar Ava, his wife gave birth to a child that was noilad mohul. We couldn't see any orla skin. Ahadre atleisa mohuli. The baby was born on Shabbos. The following Shabbos, he wanted to do the bris milah, and he went to 13 mayalim to look for somebody who was prepared to do hatofas dam bris. And nobody was prepared to do hatofas dam bris because you're not allowed to do hatofas dam bris on a noilad mohul on Shabbos. Ad the Shavye Krus Shavcho, he took the law in his own hands. He decided to do the Hatofas Dambris himself, but since he was not an expert moel, he actually damaged the child. And the Yerushalmi discusses what happened next. The Yerushalmi says this child died very shortly afterwards, either because of Adabar Ava davened that he should die, or because of the wound that he had. Either way, the Yerushalmi discusses that. Omer, Rav Adabar Ava said, Tasili, I deserve this punishment. De Ovri, Arav, because I argued, I went against the ruling of Rav. What did Rav say? Rav said that Locha was like the Tanakama. What did the Tanakama say? Tanakama said that, according to Beis Hillel, during the week there's no Hatofas Dambris, and even more so on Shabbos you don't do any Hatofas Dambris. And I argued and I did Hatofas Dambris on Shabbos, I was deserving of this punishment. Omale Rav Nachman commented to Rav Adabar Ava, it sounds from what you, Rav Adabar Ava, are saying, what you did Hatofas Dambris, that it was only contrary to Rav, but according to Shmuel, it seemed that you were okay with that. Why? Va'ada Shmuel loy ovar? Do you think that you were conforming with what Shmuel said? Eimer de Omar Shmuel, when Shmuel said that there's no machloike, when Shmuel said that Locha was like Rabshim ben Elozah, and Rabshim ben Elozah said that there's no machloikus beis Hillel and beis Shammai, and they all agree during the week that you have to do Hatofas Dambris. So he said, Eimer de Omar Shmuel b'chol. When did Shmuel, and namely Rabshim ben Elozah, say that you have to do Hatofas Dambris on a Noilad Mohol? Is during the week. The Tanakhama said that according to Beis Hillel, you don't do Hatofas Dambris even during the week. According to Rabshim ben Elozah, he says that Beis Hillel holds you do Hatofas Dambris. However, that's only during the week. B'Shabbos mi Omar? But on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do Hatofas Dambris, because the only reason that, according to Rabshim ben Elozah, he held that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel say during the week you have to do Hatofas Dambris, that's only misofik. It's a sofik. Is the orlo there? It's just kvusho. It's concealed from us. Or is there no orlo? So during the week, you should be machmer and do hatofas dambris. On Shabbos, misofik, even according to him, you cannot do hatofas dambris. So Yerav Adabar Ava, not only did you argue with Rav, you also argued with Shmuel. Vahu, Rav Adabar Ava, no. He says, I agree that I argued with Rav. I did not argue with Shmuel. Shmuel said that Loch is like Rabshim ben Elozah. And even though you hold, you Rav Nachman maintain that according to Rabshim ben Elozah, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel only said you do Hatofas Dambris during the week, Misofik, and therefore on Shabbos there's no Hatofas Dambris, I argue with that. I hold that the reason that you have to do Hatofas Dambris during the week is because it's a Vadai Orla. It's a Vadai that the Orla is Kvusha. It's just concealed from us. And therefore, you definitely have to do Hatofas Dambris. And therefore, you can do it even on Shabbos. So I, Rav Adabar Ava, I was following my opinion, which is my understanding in Reb Shimon ben Elozah. Let's see that inside. V'hu sovar vadai orlo kvushahi. And therefore, since it's vadai that the orlo is there during the week, you have to do mila, and you're even allowed to the mila, which is atofas dambris, and even on Shabbos, you're allowed to do atofas dambris. D'itmar, because there's actually a machlekes amiroim as to what Rav Shimon ben Elozah's opinion is regarding atofas dambris on Shabbos. Rabbi Omar, chayshinon shema orlo kvushahi. Rabbi says it's a sofik. Maybe it's orlo kvusha, maybe not. Therefore, during the week you have to do hatofas dambris. On Shabbos, not. Rav Yosef Omar, vadai orlo kvusha hi. Rav Yosef says, we take it for granted that it's definitely got orlo skin, just you cannot see it. And therefore, even on Shabbos, you can do hatofas dambris. Omar Rav Yosef said, minoa minelo. where do I have a source, a proof, that according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, who say that you have to do Atofas Dam Bris during the week, it's Vadai that you have to do Atofas Dam Bris. It's Vadai that there is Orlo skin, just you can't see it, and not just a Sofik. Rav Yosef says, I'll prove it to you. Because we actually have a third opinion regarding the Machlokes, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Rabbi Eliezer HaKapor. This is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer HaKapor. He said, Omer, lo yinechluku Beis Shammai u Beis Hillel al noilat kashu maul shetzorich lehatif mimenu dambris. He agrees with Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar that both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel say and hold that with noilat mohul you have to do atofas dambris during the week. Al ma nechluku, what's Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel arguing? Nechluku lechalil olov es haShabbos. In Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said that they're not arguing that you have to do atofas dam bris during the week, but they're arguing in something else. They're arguing by gerush and izgayer. Over here, Rabbi Eliezer HaKapor says no. He says they're actually arguing on whether it's mechal Shabbos, whether the atofas dam bris is doich Shabbos. Al ma nechluku lechalil olov es haShabbos. Beis Shammai imrim, Beis Shammai say mechalil olov es haShabbos. You're allowed to and you have to do the atofas dam bris on Shabbos. Beis Hillel imrim ein mechalil olov es haShabbos. And Beis Hillel say no, you're not mechalil Shabbos. According to Beis Hillel, it's obviously just a sofik whether you have to do atofas dam bris, and therefore during the week you have to do it, and on Shabbos you're not allowed to. Beis Shammai say, during the week you have to do Atofas Dam Bris because it's Vadai got an Orlo Kvusha there. And therefore on Shabbos, you have to do Atofas Dam Bris. So the fact that Rabbi Eliezer HaKapor, he maintained that was the Machlokes, then Lav Michlal, can we not assume the Tana Kama, the Tana before Rabbi Eliezer HaKapor, namely Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Sovar, Mechalin Olav Es HaShabbos, then we assume that according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, they both agree, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel say, as Rav Yosef says, that you are Mechalel Es HaShabbos, that you do Atofas Dam Bris on Shabbos. And whereas Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says that according to Beis Hillel, you do Atofas Dam Bris, according to Rav Yosef we're talking about, you do Atofas Dam Bris even on Shabbos, that was, according to Rav Yosef, that's Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's opinion in Beis Hillel. And Rabbi Eliezer HaKapor is saying, no, in Beis Hillel, I argue, and I hold that Beis Hillel say you're not allowed to do Atofas Dam Bris on Shabbos. And that will be the Machlokes. Asks the Gemara, no. V'dilma Tana Kama, maybe Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds, not like Rav Yosef, but like Rav Nachman. Divrei Hakel ein Mechalelin Ka'omar. Maybe, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both hold that it's a Sofik, whether it's Kvusha or not, and therefore they both hold you're not allowed to be Mechalel Shabbos and do that Atofas Dam Bris. What's your proof from the Rabbi Eliezer HaKapor? All we know from Rabbi Eliezer HaKapor is that it's a Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel whether you do Atofas Dam Bris on Shabbos. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, it's definitely not a Machlokes. But what makes you think, like Rav Yosef says, that they both hold you do Atofas Dam Bris, maybe they both hold you do not do Atofas Dam Bris? Says the Gemara, no. Im kein Rabbi Eliezer HaKapor taima de Beis Shammai osa lashminon. In the event that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds, not like Rav Yosef, like Rav Nachman, that both according to Beis Hillel and according to Beis Shammai, we do not do Atofas Dam Bris. What's Rabbi Eliezer HaKapor I'm coming to add? He's coming to say that Beis Hillel, I agree with you, that you do not do Atofas Dam Bris on Shabbos. But Beis Shammai say you do Atofas Dam Bris on Shabbos. Since when does a Tana add something on another Tana just to impress on us an opinion of Beis Shammai? When Beis Shammai argue with Beis Hillel, we more or less disregard what Beis Shammai say. It's not probable that all Rabbi Eliezer HaKapor is doing is telling us something in Beis Shammai. However, if, like Rav Yosef wanted to say, that according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel say, you do Atofas Dam Bris, Rabbi Eliezer HaKapor is coming to say, in Beis Hillel, that you, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, say, according to Beis Hillel, you do Atofas Dam Bris, I, Rabbi Eliezer HaKapor, argue and say that according to Beis Hillel, you do not do Atofas Dam Bris. Then he's telling us a halacha in Beis Hillel. And that makes a lot of sense. And that's what Rav Yosef is saying. I have proof from the fact that Rabbi Eliezer Kapor is arguing, and the way he's arguing on Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, I have proof that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar held, like I, Rav Yosef, said, that both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, they say you do Hatofas Dam Bris on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Dil Mahochika Omar, Loi Nechluku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, B'dovor Zeh. The Gemara is now refuting that and saying, you, Rav Yosef, you don't have any proof from Rabbi Eliezer HaKapor that to what you wanted to say, that according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, which and Shmuel Paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai say you do Hatofas Dam Bris. No. It could be that Rabbi Eliezer HaKapor is in truth, he's telling us something about Beis Hillel. Even if you, Rav Yosef, are not right. Even if the Rav Nachman is right, that according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai say you do not do Hatofas Dam Bris. And Rabbi Eliezer HaKapor says that according to Beis Hillel, you don't do Hatofas Dam Bris. According to Beis Shammai, you do Hatofas Dam Bris. Yes, but there's still something Rabbi Eliezer HaKapor is teaching us that we've missed. And that is, let's remember that there's a very first opinion. What was the very first opinion, the Tanakhama, at the beginning in the Brisa? The very first opinion is that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are arguing even during the week. Rav Shimon ben Elazar and Rabbi Eliezer HaKapor both say that there's no argument. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel say during the week you have to do Hatofas Dam Bris. But the very first Tanakhama said no. According to Beis Shammai, you do Hatofas Dam Bris during the week. According to Beis Hillel, you do not do Hatofas Dam Bris during the week at all. And we say it's definitely not Orlo Kvusha. So Rabbi Eliezer HaKapor is coming to say that I'm arguing with those Tanakhama, and I'm saying that Beis Hillel say during the week that you do not do Hatofas Dam Bris. I, Rabbi Eliezer HaKapor, am saying no. Beis Hillel agreed to Beis Shammai that you do Hatofas Dam Bris during the week. Regarding Shabbos, that's where there's a machlokes, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. But regarding during the week, Rabbi Eliezer HaKapor says Beis Hillel agrees to Beis Shammai that you do Hatofas Dam Bris. That's what the Gemara means. Dil mahochik omar, loy nechluku Beis Shammai u'Beis Hillel b'dovo zeh, that regarding during the week, Rabbi Eliezer HaKapor is coming to impress on us, don't say like the Tanakhama said in the Brisa, that according to Beis Hillel, there's no Hatofas Dam Bris. No. Beis Hillel do not argue with Beis Shammai on that, and you do Hatofas Dam Bris. Regarding Shabbos, Rabbi Eliezer HaKapor says, there's a machlekes, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Beis Shammai say you do Hatofas Dam Bris, Beis Hillel say you don't do Hatofas Dam Bris. And then, once Rabbi Eliezer HaKapor is coming to teach us a contrast to the first Tanakhama regarding during the week, then you have no indication whatsoever whether, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who only spoke about during the week, whether he holds that on Shabbos, everybody agrees you do Hatofas Dam Bris, as Rav Yosef wanted to say, or if everybody agrees you do not do Hatofas Dam Bris, like Rav Nachman wanted to say. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rav Asi. Rav Asi is now telling us something, a new halacha, something very, very interesting. He's learning from a posuk that kol she'imoy tmeo leida nimoy lishmoina. Any child who, during the birth, the mother had reason to become tomei, we'll soon see what that means. We know it's a pasuk in the Torah that if a typical Jewish woman that gives birth to a child, there is a tumas leida, she becomes tomei. So Rabbi Asi says that in the event that indeed this woman became tomei, then nimoy lishmoina, only that type of child, the mitzvah and the chiyuv of bris mila is when the child is 8 days old. If for whatever reason the mother does not become tomei tumas leida, then the chiyuv that the child can only do the bris mila, or we can only do the mila on the child on the 8th day, doesn't apply, and you can do the mila on the 1st day the child is born. Shenemar, he deduces this from the pasuk. The pasuk says, Isha ki sazria, a woman who conceives, v'yoldo zochar, she gave birth to a boy, v'tom'o v'goymer, and then she became tomei, and the pasuk continues, you do the bris mila on this child on the 8th day. Rabbi Asi understood that wherever the v'tom'o didn't apply, then the shmoina yomim didn't apply, and you do mila even on the day the child is born. Omar le'Abaye, Abaye says, I have a very basic refutation against what you say. Doiris harishoinim, Who was the first one they got the mitzvah of Bris Milah? Avraham Avinu. When did the halachas of Tumah and Tara start? Only much later, after we got the Torah. All those generations between Avraham Avinu and Matan Torah, none of them were practicing Tumah, at least not in a way that's mitzvah, in a way that's required. And nonetheless, the Pasuk says that you do Bris Milah on the eighth day. That's not according to what Yerubasi are saying. The mothers were not Tomei, and nonetheless they did the Bris Milah on the eighth day. Omale Rabasi answered back to Abaya, Nitna Torah v'nischatcha halacha. You're right. When the Torah was given and the Tumah and Taira started being practiced, at that point there was a chiddush that the Bris Milah is only done on the eighth day in the presence of the halachas of Tumah. A woman that's not Tumah, She's not restricted to the chiyuv of having to wait for the eighth day. Says the Gemara, Eini, I can bring you proof not like that. V'ho itmar, yoitze doifun, a woman that gave birth with a cesarean section, a yoitze doifun, umi sheyesh lo ishtei orlois, or somebody who either has two orlos skins or has two organs of the mila. Rav Huna v'Rav Chiya bar Rav, there was a machlokes. Chad Omar mechallin olavas haShabbos. One holds that that the Bris Milah is doicha Shabbos. The Chad Omar ein mechallin, and the other opinion holds that the Bris Milah is not doicha Shabbos, does not override Shabbos, because there's either different sfeikas here, a sofik which orlo skin, which where to do the Bris Milah, or that it's a posuk that it has to be a definite orla. However, that the Achrenim discussed that here. Either way, there's a machlekas here whether yoitze doifen or mishyesh lo ishtei orlois, is it doicha Shabbos or not? So the Gemara is saying, ad kan ne pligi, the whole discussion was only elo lechal loves a Shabbos. Does the mila of yoitze doifen or mishyesh lo ishtei orlois, is it doicha Shabbos? Is it not doicha Shabbos? Avol ishmoina vaday melinon le. But there's no discussion as to when the earliest time to do the Bris Milah is. They all agree, they don't argue, that it's on the eighth day. And we have to remember, one of the cases of a woman that is not Tomei, Tumas Leida, is Yoitze Doifen. A woman that gives birth with a cesarean section is not Tumas Leida. It's learnt out from Psukim. And therefore, if Rabasi is right, then the Yoitze Doifen does not have to wait for the eighth day at all. So why are we saying here that they're arguing, just the only discussion here is whether it's Doicha Shabbos or not? Nobody suggested that it's not being, that the Milah is allowed to be done before the eighth day. Says the Gemara, no. Ha b'ha talya. The very argument whether it's Mechal Shabbos or not Mechal Shabbos is in the same posuk that you learn that you're allowed to be Doicha Shabbos, as we saw previously in the Perek, from Bayoyim HaShmini. In that very same Pasuk is where we learn that it has to be done on the eighth day, Bayoyim HaShmini. So according to the opinion we just saw now, that Yoitze Doifen is not Doicha Shabbos, it's not Doicha Shabbos, and also it doesn't need to be done on the eighth day. It can be done before the eighth day. The opinion that says that it is Doicha Shabbos holds that it has to be done on the eighth day. And therefore, Abasi is following the opinion that says that it does not override Shabbos. If it doesn't override Shabbos, then it doesn't need to be B'Shmini. It can even be before the Shmini. There are a number of challenges and complications in this Gemara, but we're going to keep it simple. We've explained the Gemara in the way that it's apparent in Rashi, and we're going to continue now. The Gemara says, Katanoi. The halacha we just saw from Rabbi Asi, what did Rabbi Asi say? Rabbi Asi said that a birth where the child was, where the mother did not become Tomei, the child is not restricted to the earliest time of the Milah being 8 days, and one can do the Milah even on the day the child was born. That was the halacha of Rabbi Asi. Ketanoi, the Gemara says it's machloikas tanoim. And we have to have a short introduction and then we'll understand the rest of this Omid. There's a pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha. When Hashem told Avraham Avinu about the mitzvah of Bris Milah, and the pasuk says, "Unamaltem es basar olaschem," that you have to do the bris milah on your flesh. V'hoyer lois bris beini uveinechem. Uben shmoinas yomim yimoy lochem kol zochor ledoyroseichem. From on the eighth day after a boy is born, you have to do the bris milah. And it doesn't just say ledoyroseichem, you and all your future generations, all your descendants. It says yelid bois, all those that are born into your home. Umiknas kesef, mikol ben nechor, ashelo mizarachahu. If somehow you have boys in your homes that belong to you, either that are your lid boys, that are born into your home, or you bought the child, miknas kesef, then you have to do the bris milah on the eighth day. And then there's the next pasuk. Himoil yimoil. You have to do the bris milah. Yelid beischon, any child that's born into your home. Umiknas kaspecho, any child that you bought with money. V'hoyso brisi b'vsarachem l'vris oilam. And in this second pasuk, it makes no mention of the eighth day. In the pasuk, first it says, uben shmoinas yomim, and it includes the Yelidei Boyis and the Miknas Kesef. In the next pasuk, it repeats the chiyuv of doing the bris milah, even if it's not your own children, if it's Yelid Beischa or Miknas Kaspecha, and does not mention the eighth day. And Rashi on the pasuk already points out why the pasuk doubles itself over, and why in the first pasuk it mentions the eighth day, and in the second pasuk it doesn't mention the eighth day. And Rashi very eloquently says, if you want to understand this, look in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Hei Omud Beis, and you'll understand that. And that's the Gemara we're about to learn now. And just another short introduction. What's the difference between Miknas Kesef and Yelid Bayis? Yelid Bayis means that it was born in your home, which means that there was something, that means the mother. Let's start like this. The Yelid Bayis, the Miknas Kesef, is talking about when a person has a slave, an Eved Shifcho Knanis. It was a non-Jewish slave that now belongs to a Jewish owner. The halacha is that the Jewish owner has to commit himself, or he has to make sure that the maidservant, the Shifcha, goes to the mikveh and does a form of conversion, a type of gerus, and then she has all the halachas of a Shifcho Knanis that belongs to a Yisrael. Now, if this woman, if you have this Shifcho Knanis, and you've bought her, and she's yours, and now she conceives after she belongs to you already, that's called Yelid Bayis. She was already part of the household, and now she conceived, and she became pregnant, then the boy that's going to be born from this Shifcho Knanis is a boy that's called Yelid Bayis, and the owner has to do bris milah. However, there's a case where the owner actually buys the child, which in a regular circumstance that would mean that the Shifcho Knanis, this maid, she was already carrying the child, she was already pregnant before the owner bought the mother. And then when he buys the mother, he's buying the child as well. That's called Miknas Kesef. He's buying the child. Obviously, if the child is already born when the master buys the child, of course that's Miknas Kesef. But even if the child is not yet born, but the mother is already carrying the child, it's called Miknas Kesef. If the mother only conceives after she belongs to this owner, at that point, it's called Yelid Bayis. And there's one more word that we have to point out in the pasuk. Uben shmoinas yomim yimoil lochem kol zochor. That who do you have to do bris milah on the eighth day? Lochem. It's got to be either you, meaning the typical Jewish mothers and the typical Yiddish boys, or that the Yelid Bayis or Miknas Kesef has to have some similarity to lochem, on some form or fashion. But if it's extremely not similar to lochem, then the mitzvah of the requirement of shmoinas yomim doesn't apply, and even though the mitzvah of milah does apply, it's not restricted to the eighth day. You can do it even before the eighth day. So what the Gemara is going to teach us is that there's a concept of Yelid Bayis and Miknas Kesef in either of those cases where the child will have to do the mila on the eighth day, not earlier, provided it's lochem. And then there's going to be another case where there's miknas kesef and yilid bayis, where the mitzvah of mila will be even on the first day the child is born. And that's why there's two psukim, and that's why in the first posuk it mentions the eighth day, and in the second posuk it doesn't, because we're going to have a certain scenarios where yilid bayis is on the eighth day, and certain that it's on the certain scenarios on the first day. And so too regarding miknas kesef, we're going to see some scenarios where the mila is done on the eighth day and some where it can be done on the first day. And through all this, we're somehow going to find the machlokes tanoim regarding the halacha of Reb Asi about a woman who does not become tomei. Does the child have to wait till the eighth day? According to Reb Asi, the child doesn't have to wait till the eighth day. Now, till now we mentioned that the only woman that does not become tomei, and therefore we said, and we did say that before, it's a machlekes, and therefore you do not need to wait till the eighth day, is Yotze Dofen, a woman who gave birth with a cesarean section. But there's obviously another case, a Shivcho Knanis, this maidservant who was non-Jewish, that was bought by a Jewish owner. If till she does her conversion, she's still considered a goy. A goy doesn't have any tumah whatsoever. However, the child that's conceived and born from her, under most circumstances, you have to do the bris mila. But the mother will not become tomei if it's before the tvila, if she hasn't yet converted. And so we can already see somehow in this whole parasha of miknas kesef, yilid bayis, where the mother of this boy was once non-Jewish and is in the process of converting at some point, that we're going to again come across cases where the mother is not tomei, but that's because she's not Jewish, but the child nonetheless, because the child is either yilid bayis or miknas kesef, you have to do the bris mila. And there's going to be a discussion, does the bris mila have to be done on the eighth day and on, or can it even be done on the first day? Says the Gemara, Ketanoi, we're going to learn in a brisa. Yesh yilid bayis shenimoil le'echod. There is a case where it's yilid bayis. Yilid bayis means that the mother of this boy already belonged to the owner before she conceived. That you do the bris mila le'echod on the first day the child is born. V'yesh yilid bayis shenimoy l'shmoina. There's a case of yilid bayis that the woman, the mother, belonged to the master before she conceived, and then she conceived, and the child will do the bris mila on the eighth day, not on the first day. Yesh miknas kesef shenimoy le'echod. There's a case where a person buys the maidservant after she's already conceived, and the boy who's born, the bris mila, can be done on the first day. V'yesh miknas kesef shenimoy le'shmoina. That the bris mila is done on the eighth day. And now the Gemara is going to explain. Yesh miknas kesef shenimoy le'echod. V'yesh miknas kesef shenimoy le'shmoina. Ketzad. The Braisa is going to start with explaining the miknas kesef. Ketzad. What's the case? Lokach shivcho me'uberes. He bought this maid, this non-Jewish maid, the Shivcho Knanis. He bought her when she was already Me'uberes. That's why it's Miknas Kesef. We're talking about a boy that was bought, because the boy was already in the world. He had already been conceived before the owner bought him. V'acharkach Yolda, after he bought this Shivcho Knanis, she gave birth. Zeu miknas kesef hanimoy l'shmoino. A typical case of miknas kesef, you bought a shivcho knanis, she was already pregnant, the baby's born, you do the bris mila on the eighth day. Lokach shivcho uvlodo imo. What happens if you bought the shivcho knanis after she already gave birth to the child? Zuhi miknas kesef shenimoy le'echod. And here the reason that you do not do mila on the eighth day is because it's totally not similar to lochem. With every lochem, when the child is born, then you have some relationship with the mother. Either that the mother belongs to you, or you're married to the mother, or whatever it is. Here, you bought the child after it was born. It happens to be you bought the mother as well. And we'll soon see that it doesn't even have to be that you necessarily bought the mother. It could be if you just bought the child. But either way, you bought the mother, you bought the child. It's very not similar to Lachem, and therefore the Mila does not have to be done on the eighth day. V'yesh yelid bayis shenimoy lishmoy. Now, what's the case of a yelid bayis, which means that the mother belonged to you before she conceived, and you do Mila on the eighth day? Ketzad, lokach shivcho, you bought a shivcho knanis, v'nis abro etzle, and she be conceived after she belonged to you, v'yoldo, and then she gave birth, zeu, yelid bayis. It was, the child was first conceived after she was already part of your household, and therefore this is a boy that was born into your house, and it's nimoy lishmoino. There's no reason not to do the bris mila on the eighth day. And the braisa does not tell us now what's the case of the yelid bayis, that you do the bris mila on the first day. And that was the opinion of the Tanakhama. You'll notice that in the whole Tanakhama, there's not a single mention of has the mother already done the tevila or not before she gave birth, irrespective of the Yelid Bayis case, irrespective of the Miknas Kesev case. All we've discussed so far is, was the Shifcha, was the mother already yours before she conceived or not? But whether before she gave birth, whether she had gone to the mikvah or not, that wasn't discussed at all. And in the case of Miknas Kesef, the only time where there was a discussion about this was in the case where the mother had already given birth before you bought the mother, before you bought the child. There, obviously, when she gave birth to the child, of course, she didn't become Tomei. She was not yet, she was still a goy. She had all the halachas of a goy. But over there, the reason that you do Mila on the first day and not on the eighth day, as far as we know, as we explained, it's just because it doesn't have the lochem. But there's no mention here of the fact that the mother did not become Tomei when she gave birth. Let's now see the opinion of Rav Choma. And this is a braisa, we're talking about Tanoim. It's very, very rare that a Tano is called Rav. Normally the Tanoim are called Rebbe. All the Chachomim that lived in Eretz Yisrael, which was typically all the Tanoim, were called Rebbe. The Chachomim, usually the Amiroim, when at the time of the Amiroim they were in Bovel, therefore they were called Rav. Rabbeinu Chananel here actually brings that there's only three cases of Tanoim that are called Rav, and this is one of them. Rav Choma Oimer. Rav Choma is now going to explain. Yolda v'acharkach hitbilo. We're going now in the case of the Yelid Bayis. Yelid Bayis means that she conceived after she became yours, which means the Jewish owner bought a shivcho knanis, and then she became pregnant, and then she gave birth. This child is called Yelid Bayis. You have to do bris mila. At what point did the mother do tevila? If she did tevila before the birth, then she became Tomei at the birth. If she didn't do tevila before the birth, she did not become Tomei at the birth. Says Rav Choma, yoldo v'acharkach hitbilo. In the event that she only went to the mikveh after the birth, zehu yelid bayis shenimoy le'echod. Then even though it's yelid bayis, and she conceived after she became yours, she was owned by the Jewish owner, nonetheless, you don't do the mila on that. You don't have to wait for the eighth day, because since she had not yet done the tevila, she does not become Tomei. If she doesn't become Tomei, you don't need to wait till the eighth day. And this is the Tana that holds, like Rav Asi. In the event that this woman went to the mikveh and did the conversion before she gave birth, then that is the case of Zeu Yelid Bayis Hanimoy Lishmoino. That's the case of Yelid Bayis Hanimoy Lishmoino. So whereas the Tanakhama said that Yelid Bayis Hanimoy Lishmoino, he just says the woman belonged to the Jewish owner, she became pregnant, she gave birth, that's Yelid Bayis, it's Nimoil on the eighth day. No mention of when she went to the mikveh. Rav Choma says no. It's only true if she became Tomei at the birth. And that's only true, though that only happens if she went to the mikveh before the birth. In the case that she didn't go to the mikveh before the birth, then you do not need to wait for the eighth day. V'tanakama lo yishoni lei bein atvila v'bein itbila The Tanakhama do not make this difference. So you see here clearly a machlokes tanoim, whether the fact that she wasn't tomei at the birth, does that mean that the baby does not need to be have the bris mila on the eighth day? According to Tanakhama, even if she's not tomei, she hasn't been to the mikveh, she's still a goy. Nonetheless, the child, the Yelid Bayis, is going to have to do the Bris Milah on the eighth day, not before. And this is not the Tanakhama, not like Rav Asi. Omar Rava. Rava is now going to discuss this Braisa. Bishleimu l'Rav Choma, according to Rav Choma that we just mentioned, Mishkachas lo Yelid Bayis nimoy le'echod, Yelid Bayis nimoy le'shmoyno. We've had a case of Yelid Bayis nimoy le'echod, Yelid Bayis nimoy le'shmoyno, as we just saw now. It's called Yelid Bayis because she conceived after she was owned by the Yisrael. And if she did the Tvila before the Leida, then it's Nimoy L'Shmoina. And if not, then she's Nimoy L'Echod. Miknas Kesef Nimoy L'Echod. Or Miknas Kesef Nimoy L'Shmoina. We also have a case in Rav Choma of Miknas Kesef Nimoy L'Echod. Miknas Kesef Nimoy L'Shmoina. And we'll soon have to see what that is. Because in the Braisa, we only saw Rav Choma zone in on the Yelid Bayis. He didn't speak very much about the Miknas Kesef. And even in the Miknas Kesef, we're going to have to decide what's happening here with the Tvila. Let's just recap. According to the Tanakhama, what's called Miknas Kesef, which is Nimoy L'Shmoina, it says that if the woman was pregnant before you bought her, and then the Yisrael bought her, and then she gave birth, it's Miknas Kesef. You bought the child because he was already been conceived before you bought her. And the Tanakhama said, that's the case of Nimoy L'Shmoina. What happens if she hasn't been to the mikveh yet? It would seem that according to Rav Choma, that wouldn't be accurate. It would only be true if she hasn't been to, if she only be true if she's been to the mikveh already, and then she'll become Tomei, and therefore there will be B'Shmoina. If not, it will be Miknas Kesef, which is going to be Nimoy L'Echod. But let's see inside. Miknas u'miknas kesef nimoy l'shmoyno. Yoldo v'achar kach hidbila. A case where she was bought by the owner before she conceived. And then she conceived. And then she gave birth. And only afterwards she went to the mikveh. Ze yelid bayis shenimoy l'echod. This is a repetition. We saw this explicitly in Rav Choma inside the Braisa. Hidbila v'achar kach yoldo. In the case that she went to the mikveh before she gave birth. Ze yelid bayis shenimoy l'shmoyno. There the bris cannot be before the eighth day. Miknas kesef nimoy l'shmoyno. What's the case? This is Rava explaining according to Rav Choma. Kegoin shelokach shivchom uberes. We said miknas kesef means that the woman was already pregnant when she was bought. The owner bought a woman that was pregnant. Verhid bila, this is the extra word that the Tanakhama didn't say, but according to Rav Choma, we have to add this in because Rav Choma follows the halacha we know from Rav Asi, that if she didn't become Tomei, the child can, one can do the bris milah before the eighth day. But if it bila, if she went to the mikveh v'achar kach yolda, and only then she gave birth, then miknas kesef is nimoil. That's the case of the miknas kesef nimoil l'shmoyno. Miknas kesef nimoil le'echod is kegoin shelokach ze shivcho v'ze ubro. If you have a case, and we'll soon discuss why the Gemara chooses this case, but if you have a case where you had a shivcha and she had already given birth, as we saw in the Tanakhama spoke about a case where lokach shivcha uvlodo, if you bought the child with the mother. And over here, Rav is explaining where the owner of the child did not actually buy the mother. The mother gave birth. And it doesn't matter. In Rashi says it could even be that she already belongs to a Yisrael. But either way, the mother was up for sale, the child was up for sale, and this owner only bought the child. If you only buy the child, it makes no difference whatsoever whether the mother was Tomei or wasn't Tomei. It's not Lochem. Because typical Lochem is that you're the owner, the father of the child, and you have the mother. But to only have the child without the mother, that's extremely not lochem, and therefore you do not need to do the milah on the eighth day. And there's a whole discussion. Why didn't the Gemara here just bring the same case as the Tanakhama brought, that if he bought the mother with the child after she gave birth, why do you have to take a case of buying the child without buying the mother? Alternatively, the Gemara Rava could have said in Reb Chama that we're talking about the same case as the Nimoy Lishmeina, where the woman was pregnant already, and then he bought her, and she hadn't gone to the mikveh before the birth, and therefore she's not going to be tummy. And then you'll have a case of Miknas Kesef, that's Nimoy Le'echod. So we have three different scenarios of according to Rav Chama, a case of Miknas Kesef Nimoy Le'echod. And our Gemara chose this one, the one we saw that they only bought the Shifcha. But for the same token, it could have used the same case as the Tanakama, and it could have used the case of Yolda and only then Hitvila. And Rashi discusses why the Gemara chose only this case, but all three are true. There's no machlokes in that. All that means that any of these three scenarios that we mentioned is a case of Miknas Kesef Nimoy Le'echod, according to Rav Chama. And the truth is that according to Tanakama, he agrees with these cases as well. According to Tanakama, if you bought just the child, the Tanakama will also agree it's Miknas Kesef, which is not Lochem, and therefore Nimoy Le'echod. The only argument will be if you bought the mother, she was already pregnant, and then she gave birth, but and she only went to the mikveh after she gave birth. That's where there's going to be a machlokas between the Tanakama and Rav Chama. According to the Tanakama, it makes no difference when she went to the mikveh, and it will be Nimoy Lishmoina. According to Rav Chama, it will only be Nimoy Lishmoina if she was Toivel before the birth. If she was Toivel after the birth, then it will be Nimoy Le'echod. Continues the Gemara. Elo l'Tanakama. So we've just explained all four cases according to Rav Chama. According to Tanakama, Bishloi Mekulhu Mishkachas Luhu. The Braisa told us what's Miknas Kesef Nimoy Lishmoina, what's Miknas Kesef Nimoy Le'echod, what's Yilid Bayis Nimoy Lishmoina. Elo Yilid Bayis Nimoy Le'echod Heicha Mishkachas Lo. The Braisa didn't tell us what case do we have Yilid Bayis, which means that when you got the child, the mother was already yours before she conceived. The child was born into your property. And it's Nimoy Le'echod, what's the case? So we know what the case is according to Rav Chama. According to Rav Chama, the case is when the mother became pregnant after you bought her, and she didn't go to mikveh before the birth, she didn't become Tomei, so it's Nimoy Le'echod. But according to the Tanakama, they don't make any difference whether the mother became Tomei or not. So what's the case of Nimoy Le'echod? Heicha Mishkachas La. Omer Abirmir says is a case where it's going to be lacking in the lochem. It's not similar in any form or fashion to a typical child in a home, in a Jewish home. Belokeach shivcha le'ubra. If the shivcha, you're buying the shivcha, but you're not buying the shivcha to own the shivcha, you're buying the shivcha in order to own the child. And this is a very broad topic of when you buy the essence of something, or when you only buy the part of the essence which is for its produce, for what it can provide. And you say, I'm buying you, but not for you, but for what you're providing. And that could be, for example, you can buy a tree, and obviously the fruits will belong to you, unless there's some exclusion in the contract, but it will belong to you. But what happens when you buy the tree and you tell the person you're buying it from, I don't want to buy the tree, I only want to buy the tree for its fruits. I only want the fruits of the tree. So you have some ownership in the tree, but only in reference to the fruits, not in reference to itself. So here also, when somebody buys the shivcha from whoever, buys the shivcha by only l'ubra, which means the only part of the shivcha you have is the fact that when she's going to give birth to a child, the child is going to be yours. So on the one hand, since you bought this part of the mother before she conceived, it's called Yilid Bayis, it's not called Miknas Kesef. However, you don't actually have a share in the mother, in the essence of the mother. So therefore, it's not Lochem, and since it's not Lochem, you're Nimoil Be'echod, not Lishmoina. Says the Gemara, Honich Lamanda Oma Kinyon Peiris Lavke Kinyon Aguf Domi. That makes sense. It's a big machlokas in other places in Shas. in many places in Nezikin, whether if you buy the kinyan, you make a kinyan, you acquire the peiros, the produce of something, then you do not actually own the essence of the body that's providing that produce. So if you say kinyan peiros is not kinyan aguf, then we can understand. You don't own the mother as her essence, and therefore it's not similar to lachem, and therefore it's nimoy le'echod. According to the opinion that says that if you have ownership in the produce, in what comes out of the essence that you're trying to be koina, then you also have an integral kinyan in the essence itself, in the body providing itself, then if so, you have a kinyan in the part of the mother. If you have a kinyan in the mother, then it is lochem. It should be nimoy lishmoina. Ma'ikalameima, what are you going to say? Omer of Masharshir. Of Masharshir says, I'll give you a different example, another case. In all the cases we've had till now, there's a discussion, did she do the tefillah yet? Did she not do the tefillah yet? But according to everybody, owning a Shivcho Knanis requires also the Shivcho Knanis and also the owner to proceed to get to the tefillah. It's something she has to do at some point. And therefore, there's a whole discussion whether if she did the tefillah before the birth, after the birth, that's a local discussion, whether the fact that she didn't become tomei at the birth, how that affects the halachas of the milah of her child. But she's going to, if you own this shivcho, and she's going to do the tefillah at some point, then it's not such a contradiction to lochem, because at some point she's going to have the halachas of a Jewish person with tumah and all the other halachas of a Jewish woman, and therefore it's not a contradiction to lochem. But if you make a condition when you buy this shivcha, or if she makes the condition, I'm happy to be your maid, but I'm never ever going to convert. If so, this mother is never going to be Jewish in any way. The child is yelid bayis, but since the mother is not Jewish in any way and is not planning to become Jewish, the whole ownership of the mother is one which is never going to become Jewish in any way, then it's not any way similar to lochem. And in that case, the milah is not restricted. You don't have to wait till the eighth day. It can be nimoil le'echod. And in Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.